Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment Monday, telling them their progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved.
And what should give us hope? That this is a turning point. That this is the moment we finally determined we would save our planet. Is the fact that our nations share a sense of urgency about this challenge and a growing realization that it is within our power to do something about it.
The summit participants are trying to reach an agreement on measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shoot down of a Russian jet fighter last week. The two leaders met for 30 minutes on the sidelines of the summit in Paris. The U.S. State Department says it has evidence from its own sources and from Turkey that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syria border last week had violated Turkish airspace. A spokeswoman says Turkey warned the Russian pilots multiple times but received no response. Russia has insisted that the plane never left Syria. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down the jet. Pope Francis ended his African trip. The pontiff's first official visit to Africa took him to three countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon after celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium in the capital, Bangui. Earlier at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. This is VOA News.